Yasin. Surah Yasin. Themes of the Surah. It focuses on the establishment of and the evidence for messengership and resurrection.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yasin.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Yasin. The discussion on similar letters has already passed at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah.
وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ.
Verse number 2. Allah takes an oath by the Qur'an, whose verses have been perfectly constructed, and to which no falsehood comes, neither from in front of, nor behind it.
إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Verse number 3. You, O Messenger, are on the messengers whom Allah sent to His servants to instruct them to declare His oneness and to worship Him alone.
عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
Verse number 4. On a straight approach, an upright law.
تَنزِيلَ الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ.
Verse number 5. This straight approach, an upright law, is revealed from your Lord the Mighty, whom no one can challenge, and the merciful to His servants who have faith.
لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَّا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ.
Verse number 6. I revealed it to you to warn and exhort a nation, the Arabs to whom no messenger has come to warn them, and as a result they are heedless of faith and monotheism. Likewise, is the case of every nation, which has been away from the exhortation, they need messengers, scholars, and preachers to remind them.
لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Verse number 7. The punishment from Allah has become binding on most of these people, after the truth from Allah on the tongue of His Messenger reached them, but they did not believe in it and remained on their disbelief. They do not have faith in Allah nor His Messenger, and they do not act on the truth that came to them.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ.
Verse number 8. These people do not have faith, nor are they guided. Their example in this is like those in whose necks iron collars that extend all the way up and whose hands are tied to their necks under their chins. As a result, they are forced to lift their heads to the sky and they are unable to lower them. These people are shackled from having faith in Allah and therefore they do not submit to it and they do not lower their heads on account of it.
وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ.
Verse number 9. I placed between them a barrier to the truth and behind them another barrier. I covered their eyes from the truth so they cannot see in a manner that is of benefit to them. This happened to them after their stubbornness and persistence in disbelief became apparent.
وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Verse number 10. It is all the same to these disbelievers who oppose the truth, whether you, O Muhammad, warn them or you do not warn them. They will not accept what you have brought from Allah.
إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم.
Verse number 11. The person who really benefits from your warning is the one who accepts this Quran and follows what is contained in it, and who fears his Lord in solitude, whether nobody else sees him. So tell those who have these attributes the pleasing news of Allah's wiping out their sins and forgiving them, and of a great reward awaiting them in the hereafter, which is entry into paradise.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ.
Verse number 12. I shall bring the dead back to life by resurrecting them to give account on the day of resurrection. We record the good and the bad deeds that they sent forth in this life to be rewarded for in the next, and we also record the good and bad after effects from their actions, such as the good that comes out of charity after they pass away, and the evils that result of their misdeeds. We have counted everything and recorded it in a clear book, which is the preserved tablet. Beneficial points. 1. Obstinacy is a barrier from guidance to the truth. 2. Acting on the Quran and the fear of Allah are means to enter paradise. 3. The virtue of a righteous child, continually benefiting charity, and similar deeds, where the good remains long after the believing servant has passed away.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ.
Verse number 13. Give, O Messenger, these stubborn deniers, an example that will be a lesson for them, which is the story of the people of the town when their messengers came to them.
إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُم مُرْسَلُونَ.
Verse number 14. When I sent to them, at first two messengers, to call them to Allah's oneness and His worship, but they rejected these two messengers, then we sent as a reinforcement for these two a third messenger with them. The three messengers said to the people of the town, "We, all three of us, have been sent to you to call you to Allah's oneness and to follow His law."
قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ.
Verse number 15. The people of the town said to those who were sent, "You are only men like us. You do not have any special status over us. The Merciful has not sent down any revelation to you. You are only lying about Allah in this claim of yours."
قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ.
Verse number 16. The three messengers said in response to the denial by the people of the town, "Our Lord knows that we have been sent by Him to you, O people of the town. That is enough evidence for us."
وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ.
Verse number 17. Our duty is only to clearly convey what we have been instructed to convey to you. We have no control over your guidance.
قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
Verse number 18. The people of the town said to the messengers, "We see an evil omen in you. If you do not stop calling us to monotheism, we will punish you by stoning to death, and you will receive a painful punishment from us."
قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَإِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ.
Verse number 19. The messengers said in response to them, "Your evil omen is within yourselves, on account of your denial of Allah, and your leaving out following His messengers. Do you see an evil omen if we reminded you of Allah? In fact, you are a people who have gone too far in the perpetration of disbelief and sins."
وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Verse number 20. From a far part of the town, a man came running fearing his people's denial of the messengers and their threatening to kill or harm them. He said, O my people, follow what these messengers have brought.
اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون.
Verse number 21. O people, follow those who do not ask you for any reward for conveying what they brought, and they are rightly guided in the revelation of Allah that they convey to you. A person like this deserves to be followed.
وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون.
Verse number 22. This well-wishing man said, What prevents me from worshipping Allah who created me? What prevents you from worshipping your Lord who created you? And to him alone you will return when you are resurrected for the recompense.
أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون.
Verse number 23. Shall I take other deities to be wrongly worshipped instead of Allah who created me? If the merciful intends harm for me, the intercession of these other deities will not avail me at all, nor will they be able to save me from the harm that Allah intended for me if I die as a disbeliever.
إِنِّي إِذًا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
Verse number 24. And if I have to take them as deities besides Allah, I would be in clear error, as I would have worshipped a being that is not deserving of worship, and I would have omitted worshipping the being who is deserving thereof.
إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون.
Verse number 25. O my people, I have accepted both my and your Lord, so listen to me. I do not care about the threats of murder that you make, but his people insisted on killing him, and Allah entered him into paradise.
قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون.
Verse number 26. It was said in honor of this man, after his people killed him, enter paradise, after you are killed as a martyr. When he entered it, and saw the delight therein, he said longingly, If only my people who denied and killed me knew about the forgiveness of sins that I obtained, and what my Lord has honored me with, they would have believed like how I believed, and they would have attained a reward similar to mine.
بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ.
Verse number 27. It was said in honor of this man, after his people killed him, enter paradise, after you are killed as a martyr. When he entered it, and saw the delight therein, he said longingly, If only my people who denied and killed me knew about the forgiveness of sins that I obtained and what my Lord has honored me with, they would have believed like how I believed, and they would have attained a reward similar to mine. Beneficial points. 1. The importance of stories and calling towards Allah. 2. Taking an evil omen is an act of disbelief. 3. It is obligatory to wish well for the people of truth. 4. To love good and well-being for people is an attribute of the people of faith.